Vamos, vamos, Argentina, vamos, vamos a ganar, que está mala.
This group of hearty singers meets most Sundays on Sydney's northern beaches to play football, talk football and share their Argentinian culture. And for anyone born in Argentina, football runs deep. But unlike the way an atheist may dispute the existence of God, with football you may choose not to like it, but you cannot ignore it or deny its existence. Paul Booth has British parents, but he was born and grew up in Argentina until his mid-20s.
Look, everybody born in Argentina is injected with this passion of football. It's probably stronger than religion, in a way, and I was injected with a River Plate one. I think that came from my father, who had an English background. Obviously, a lot of his generation supported River Plate, so I followed the lead, so to speak.
Paul and some fellow Argentinians have been coming together for the past 10 years to play football, share their culture and enjoy a post-game asado, a traditional Argentinian barbecue. Depending on the day, a beer or perhaps a glass or two of Malbec wine will be enjoyed alongside the delicious cuts of slow-cooked meat. But one of the staples that goes down most regularly is the tea known as mate. Lucas Rommel explains its widespread consumption.
Healthy, Argentinian, you know, it's cultural. We drink mate since we are little kids. So for us it's almost like breathing, you know? It's something that you every day do, you know?
The World Cup in Russia will see Argentina's fans put aside their club rivalries that are paramount in the period in between World Cups. But it's only a temporary truce, as Paul Booth explains.
The strong support is with the clubs. They support the clubs more than the national side. Obviously, when the World Cup comes, there's a sort of, OK, we'll leave our sides for the moment and support the national side.
So with their legions of fans uniting, it seems with the likes of Lionel Messi, the five-time FIFA World Player of the Year, at the forefront, Argentina will be one of the teams everyone is fearing in Russia later this year. But Argentina's most fervent fans prefer their country to stay under the radar. One of the organisers of the Sydney gatherings is Lobi Fernandez Lovato. He says it gives Argentina a better chance of success.
The team is there, once again. As we always said, we have probably enough players to put two teams together, you know, for the World Cup. However, I think the expectation now is still high, but after seeing the qualification, you know, games, I prefer to put other teams, you know, as the favourites. So therefore, the pressure is you know, on them and not on us.
Of course, there are some football atheists in Argentina, but they are in a minority. After enjoying a traditional asado with his friends, Paul Booth accepts there will be unbelievers.
Yeah, I suppose they're sort of categorised the same as the vegetarians. If you don't like meat, well, that's fine.
Argentina will play in Group D alongside Croatia, Iceland and Nigeria.